Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is the force multiplier of truth. I love that. All right, fine. So let me tell you about Serena Heckathorn before we get to this issue here in Wheeling with this exalted cyclops, this racist Robert C. Byrd, and what we can do to get rid of his name once and for all, because he represents, of course, racism. But first, Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is gold. I love this woman. She came to our house a few years ago and made such an impression that it was like I'd buy anything from her. She is Health Markets Insurance Agency, and I said to her after she helped us with our health insurance needs and prescriptions and everything else, I said, look, I would love to tell the world about you if you'd like to have more clients. I'm 100% sold on you. And she said, well, yeah, sure, why not? And so that's why I'm talking with you about her right now. Full disclosure, she is one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. She is an advertiser, and she is a wonderful, wonderful person who can really help you with your health insurance needs. They've got a new office in St. Clairsville. It's been open about a year now. It's at 50966 National Road in St. C, just up from the West Texas Roadhouse and DeFelice Pizza, across the street from that blue bank. This little shopping area, not even shopping area, it's a little plaza with a few offices. But you go in there and you get wonderful, wonderful service. Make sure you say Serena Heckathorn is gold. Dimitri said to come here. And also in Jefferson County on Sunset, right next to the KFC, Health Markets Insurance Agency. Serena Heckathorn is gold. She is just absolutely gold. One other thing, another new client that I have, and that is Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool has lots and lots of stores throughout the three different states, I guess. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky. Three different states. I mean, they're incredible. And the store that I want to talk to you about is the one right here in our backyard in Bridgeport, right next to 84 Lumber. Zach is the manager, and I've been visiting him and his people. This is a wonderful store. They've got this incredible sale going on right now. The Spring Steel sale, and steel is spelled STIHL. It is a great, great brand of lawn care equipment, whether lawnmowers or trimmers or leaf blowers or anything, really, just about anything you could ever imagine. They also have other wonderful lines like Echo and Ego, and it's just an incredible place for you to go. If you care at all about lawn care, because spring's right around the corner. The robins are going to be coming back any day now, the hummingbirds in about a month or so. You want to get ready right now and get the best possible tools and the best possible service, best possible equipment. It's Bridgeport Equipment and Tool on Hall Street in Bridgeport, right next to 84 Lumber. You go there, you say, hey, Dimitri sent me. I want all these great deals here with $30 off or a free battery with that or this, that. And they'll take very, very good care of you. Look for the Starbursts. They've got these Starburst signs all over the store with the new prices, the low prices for spring. It's very, very impressive. It's a steal is what it is. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. These are great people. Make sure you tell them Dimitri sent me. All right, next. Let's talk about the utter hypocrisy. Wheeling prides itself in having enlightened liberals. Some of them parade around as a ragtag group that parades around once a week, these misfit Marxists, and they hate Trump. Anything connected with Trump, they hate Trump. If Trump is opposed to the war in Ukraine, they love the war in Ukraine. It never ends. It absolutely never ends. Here's something that these misfit Marxists can actually do, and that is they can get rid of the name Robert C. Byrd from the Intercommodal Center the parking garage that nobody uses in downtown Wheeling. This story from Politico, and then we're going to get to Belmont County, the Belmont buzz, and whether Belmont County is giving St. C. all the money that it should be giving it, which doesn't seem like it is. J.P. Dutton made a very, very weak case. And I've reached out to Mayor Tolman to have her come on the show this morning. I've not heard back from her, so I don't, in fact, let me just double check my phone here. Let's see, has she responded yet? No, not yet. All right, so Robert Seabird. This is a story from Politico, and the headline is "The State Where Democrats Have Hit Rock Bottom." That's West Virginia, because West Virginia, in fact, this whole tri-state area from the eastern half of Ohio through all of West Virginia to the western part of Maryland is the heart of MAGA Nation. That is not an exaggeration. All 55 counties in West Virginia, deep red. All the counties, southeast Ohio until you hit Stark and Athens, all red. East Maryland, all the way to, I think it's Fredericksburg, I think is what it's called. Those counties, the westernmost counties of Maryland, all red. This is the heart of MAGA Nation. And this story in Politico is about Robert C. Byrd. Now, for those of you who don't know, Robert C. Byrd is this notorious racist who was the exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, a real racist guy. And in 1964, as a senator, did everything that he possibly could to end the civil rights bill from happening. He had this incredible filibuster, a real racist. When he realized that racism wasn't playing anymore, he flipped and said, okay, now I like black people, and so now everything is going to be fine. Well, Bethany College didn't fall for that. They had the name Robert C. Byrd on one of their buildings, and they just eliminated it and said, no, we want nothing to do with this guy because of everything that he represents, everything evil, everything wrong, everything racist. Well, City of Wheeling has this Robert C. Byrd Transportation Center, Intermodal Transportation Center. It's a fancy name for a useless garage that nobody pretty much uses. And I thought to myself, well, Politico's writing this story. Let me give you just a little bit regarding this. Republican lawmakers now want to remove a statue of Robert C. Byrd from a prominent spot in the state house. They have this statue. I think it's like 10 or 11 feet tall. It's bronze. And the Republicans are going, you know, this is a racist. We've got to get rid of this thing. That's all there's to it. Byrd's name has come off several buildings in West Virginia, including a manufacturing institute at Marshall University, and of course the Bethany College here in our listening area. Senator Michael Azinger introduced a bill this month to remove the Byrd statue. And let's see, what else do we have here with this Politico story? Okay, a past Ku Klux Klan member, early 40s, 14-hour filibuster, 1964 Civil Rights Act. And Jason Barrett, a Republican, is saying we have a statue in the rotunda of someone who fought the civil rights movement. And good for them. Hopefully they will get rid of this statue to racism. But here in Wheeling, I'm just amazed. You've got this, a handful of these liberals, including the West Virginia Sean Fluharty, and some of these others, and this ragtag group of Marxist misfits that parade around every week or so with these signs about Elon Musk has to be deported and Trump's a Nazi and, you know, the same old crap. And here's something they could actually do that would be useful. They could show everyone that they aren't hypocrites. They could show everyone that they actually care about ending the symbolism of racism by demanding the name Robert C. Byrd be removed from the Intermodal Transportation Center, from the parking garage in downtown Wheeling. I mean, what a disgrace it is to have this name in this day and age still in downtown Wheeling. And frankly, Wheeling is where most liberals are here in our listening area. So you would think that people like Ron at the YWCA and Tate Blanchard and some of these others who go on and on and on about racism and about civil rights and about justice and wokeness and all this other crap, you think they'd get together and go, you know, we could actually do something. We could actually wipe out the name Robert C. Byrd, this racist, this former Ku Klux Klan member, not just a member. This guy was the exalted cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan. That's pretty high. I'm not sure it's high as a Grand Kleagle or whatever the hell they go by, but he was the exalted cyclops. and a 14-hour filibuster to stop the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Bethany College has already taken the lead and said, we don't want this name associated with our fine college. Good for Bethany College. The city of Wheeling, though, to its utter disgrace, is still allowing that name. And you've got these liberals who talk a good game, who love TV cameras. Oh, yes, let me show you how, you know, how much I care and how woke I am and how we need to end racism and Black History Month and blah, 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 blah. Same crap every year. Well, I'm calling them all out. Tate and Ron and on the YWCA and all the rest of them. You actually want to do, and Sean Fluharty especially, oh, that little loudmouth. You want to do something to show people that you actually do care about ending racism? Organize a campaign to get rid of that name, Robert C. Byrd, from that useless parking garage in downtown Wheeling. This is a no-brainer if you're actually serious about fighting racism. This is a no-brainer. Politico is making the point here that they're trying to get rid of the statue in Charleston. Bethany College has already taken the lead. What are you waiting for, people? What on earth are you waiting for? The Exalted Cyclops. And that name is still up there. Shame on you. Absolutely shame on you. Next. The Belmont Buzz is about Belmont County and whether it is doing enough to help the city of St. Clairville.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
It all started here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local right here. I had Mayor Tolman on St. Clairsville. And we were talking about one thing, and then we shifted gears, and she started talking about how she told J.P. Dutton and the other county committee, I think it was actually J.P. Dutton, in no uncertain terms, how unhappy she was that the county was giving virtually no money back to the city of St. C. For those who don't know, St. C. is where a lot of the political donations come from. There are a lot of affluent people in St. C., and anytime there's an election, the politicians put all of their, well, not all, but a lot of their signs throughout St. Clairsville. They want St. Clairsville voters. They want St. Clairsville money for donations. And then after the election, the Belmont County politicians typically ignore St. Clairsville. And Mayor Tellman was saying, this is unfair. This is wrong. This is hypocritical. Belmont County should be doing so much more for the city of St. Clairsville. The Belmont County Courthouse is in St. C. It's in the city on Main Street. And yet the city, all these people in St. C. who have to put up with all of these political campaign signs and have donated so much money and have voted for a lot of these Belmont County officials get nothing in return. And Mayor Tolman was rightly upset about that. And she said so on my show. And I said, well, let's see what we can do about that. Let's get the word out there. Let's see if we can actually make a difference. The way that I made a difference regarding the penalty charge, the 10% penalty for the electric bills that were coming in late. We had Talman in here originally to talk about the big screw up with the post office that the city of St. C. sent out its municipal utility bills, the electric bills and water bills and all that in the beginning of February. And yet the post office did not deliver the bills until a couple of days before they were due, like February 28th, they were due. They came in on like the 26th. And if you were not going to pay your bill on time, and most people couldn't because the post office screwed up so badly, then they would have to pay a 10% penalty. And I said to Mayor Tolman, look, I don't think that's fair. It's not fair to the city of St. Clairsville. It did nothing wrong. It delivered the mail to the post office the way it normally did and gave it plenty of time. But it's also not fair to the ratepayers because they did nothing wrong. It was the post office that did not deliver the bills until a couple days before they were due. And I said, I think it's only fair for the city of St. Clairsville to waive the 10% penalty. Would you please talk with all of your people, city council and all that, and let them know Dimitri feels very strongly about this and see if we can make this happen. Well, lo and behold, Catherine did speak with all of them, did say to them that Dimitri thought this was a good idea, and amazingly to me, they agreed. And so that 10% penalty was waived for February. And I don't want to take all the credit for that because everybody knows how strongly Dimitri feels about humidity. But, I mean, that's just a fact. And she admitted that on the show. So after we talked about – thank you. Thank you very much. After that, we started talking about Belmont County and how the Belmont County commissioners have pretty much been ignoring St. C. And she was very passionate about that. Well, it came to a head, I guess, yesterday. There was a big meeting with J.P. Dutton, Belmont County Commissioner, and the people in St. Clairsville City Government. And I've got the story here written by Gage Voda, who actually did a very good job writing about the arrest of this Andrew Isaac Griffin. Gage Voda, you know, got some information from Hawaii that included in his story. He actually did a good job. So it's only fair to give credit where credit is due. So Belmont County, if you care about taxes, stay tuned.